again, the setup is it's an actor, Tate Donovan. He was sort of a character actor, wasn't very well known, was the kind of actor that walked out on the street, didn't get noticed. But then he'd been getting a little some bigger and bigger parts, and he had a big part on Friends, and so he actually found himself at a Broadway show, and all of a sudden he was getting recognized. Everywhere he went, he was getting recognized, all the different people who were going to the show, and it was great because for him it was this moment where he finally got to be the celebrity that he'd always wanted to be, that he'd always wished he would have met. The magnanimous celebrity, he was happy to hand out autographs, happy to sort of, you know, greet the people. and he was and he was doing that. People were coming up, and he was signing autographs. He was chatting. He was being magnanimous. He was living the dream.
I was exactly how I wanted to be. I was doing it. I was doing great. And then, the kid with the camera came along. This nervous kid, I don't know, he must have been 16 years old. He's in a rented tuxedo, unbelievably like shy and awkward, and he's got like acne, and he's got a camera in his hand. And underneath the marquee is his date, who is literally like a prom dress, and she's got a corsage, and she's really, you know, nervous and sort of clutching her hands. And he sort of comes up to me and he sort of mumbles, you know, something like, you know, something about a picture. And I'm like, oh, I just feel for him. So I'm like, oh, absolutely, my gosh, sure, I have no problem. My God, you poor thing. And I go up to his girlfriend, I wrap my arms around her, and I'm like, hey, where are you from? Fantastic, going to see the play, that's great. And the guy is sort of not taking the photograph very quickly. He's just sort of staring at me, and he's got his camera in his hands, and it's down by his, like, chin, you know? And she's very stiff and awkward, and I don't know what to do, so I just lean across and I kiss her on the cheek. And I'm like, all right, come on, take the picture, hurry up. And finally he sort of like snaps it. And I'm like, okay, it was really wonderful to meet you. And he just like stammered over to me and was like, could you take a picture of us?
Oh.
And the whole time, he just wanted me to take a picture of him and his girlfriend underneath the awning of the play. He didn't want a picture of me. He had no idea who I was. Oh, God. They were in shock. I don't think they'd ever come across a human being acting this way, you know? I mean, could you imagine if you ask someone to take a picture and you just get in it yourself and kiss them? And, hey.